Playing the biggest Aussie hits at night for Ozmaid, going right around the country. And singer-songwriter Sebastian Coe, he absolutely broke into our hearts in 2014 when he was doing the splits on the big stage of The Voice Kids. Well, he is no stranger to the spotlight. He has got a brand new single out called Me, and he's catching up with us tonight. Sebastian, thanks so much for coming on Ozmaid, mate.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited.
Now, massive year, The Voice 2014. Not only was I on the adult version, but you were on the kid version. How did you go? This little spiky head 8-year old taking on like 2 million people watching an episode.
It's pretty crazy for an 8-year old, I must admit.
Are there parts of it that you actually don't remember because you were so young?
Oh no, it's over my head. I remember like little sections of it, but like pretty much nothing. But I watch it and I'm like, I did not just do that.
Did you plan to do the splits? Was that in the choreograph? Did you do it with Micah Panzig as well?
No, it just kind of came to me. I think I was like, I'm gonna do something fun if all the coaches turn, and it just happened.
Awesome. And you went with Team Madden. How did you find working with those boys?
It was super fun to work with them for the short amount of time I was on the show, but so cool. They're super awesome. I don't remember much, but I just remember them being really fun.
Can you still do the splits now?
Yes.
Oh, jealous. I'm very jealous of that. So let's talk about right now, though. Obviously, 6 years ago was The Voice. You've been growing and developing. You've got this massive new ballad out with Me. Tell us a little bit about it.
So Me was written for my school life because I never really had a good school life. Mm-hmm. But it was pretty much made for anyone to connect to and relate to. And the story and the message behind it is pretty powering.
Absolutely. And is writing something you've always been interested in?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, and you're finding that throughout this isolation period over there in Western Australia, you're finding time to do some writing and stuff?
Yeah, actually, I've just started a couple of songs on my own, because I didn't write Me, but I've just had time to actually do it, where really I'm usually always so busy. So to have the time to sit down and just write and find music and try and find my niche has been super cool to actually have that time.
And what has made you go in the direction of this really mature ballad sound with Me?
I wanted to share my story, to be honest, and it was just your song and music, which is my favourite thing ever, was just the best way to do that.
How are you finding it with fitting it in with your studies and stuff being 15 years old?
I don't really focus on my school that much, which I probably shouldn't say on a radio station, but I find it easy because, like, I don't care about school. No, I can't say that. I don't mean it like that.
Yeah, I know what you mean, though. Yeah,
I mean, like, it's something that I really enjoy. So, like, whenever I find time, I'm straight down, knuckling down onto it.
How are you finding the reaction with your social medias and stuff?
It's been super cool to, like, do something that I feel like I haven't really, like, done before. And, like, going onto social media has been really fun and, like, to promote myself in another way with fans and to be able to have a game with them as well as just my own music career. To have them involved with it through social media has been super cool.
And you've got a film clip that goes with it as well, which is pretty much focused purely on yourself and your facial emotions. Was that your idea?
It was. And I thought, why not make a video of me just crying? It worked.
Again, it's a testament to the story of the song and the emotion and the impact of it.
Yeah. It was just to cry and, like, show the story and the meaning behind it. I obviously, because of isolation, couldn't have a whole film crew. So I was like, I'll just do it on my own with, like, a black wall, and it worked super well. I'm actually really proud of it because I just made a music video on my own.
With your vocal style, you've got a really mature voice. I can hear a lot of vibrato and control in it. Have you been having singing lessons, or you've just literally got the natural ability?
Yes, I've had singing lessons, but it's kind of just been there since I was little. Like, I've just, like, when I was little, I used to watch the show called High Five. From there, I loved it.
Awesome.
It's just kind of naturally, as well as, of course, training to make sure I'm going to be on the right path.
Well, we are absolutely loving your brand new single, Me. Sebastian Coe, thanks so much for taking the time out here on Ozmaid.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Hey, everyone, I'm Sebastian Coe, and this is my new song, Me.